You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi, everybody. Tim here. Welcome to this week's episode of the Polyhedron Society's Star Wars Edge of the Empire Actual Play Podcast. I'd like to give a special long overdue thanks to the Fantasy Flight Games. They've created a wonderful system, and we love it here at the Polyhedron Society. We've reached our first Patreon goal, and would like to give a big shout out to patron donor Will. Thank you very much, Will. Now, enjoy this week's exciting episode. See, I told you I could do it.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, Star Wars Episode 8, Meeting. The meeting with the Twi'lek Donovan slowly escalates while revealing his plans for Cassadine and some intel on Tir Dron, Duros governor. The crew of the last ride learn why the Scorn of Cassadine have such a vile reputation.
All right, so I've rolled obligation. Again, we'll incorporate that into the role-playing aspect of this session or this episode, and we'll go ahead and start with rolling destiny. Lan?
One dark.
Risker?
Two dark.
Uh-oh.
This is a bad time.
Draco?
Two dark.
And Vog.
Too light. I'm carrying y'all.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's because I'm the good aligned carry.
Up.
The pool stands at 7 destiny points. 5 of them are dark. 2 of them are light. All right. So scene will open with Lan, Draco, Risker, and Vog standing or sitting. Are you sitting at the table, Lan? Or are you standing?
Well, I went to open the door.
Right. But right. I mean, if we were going to go ahead and do the...
No, I'd be sitting.
You'll be sitting at the table. Sitting directly across from Lan is a green-skinned Twi'lek named Donovan Dwill. And he has 2 thugs. One of them is an Aqualish, and the other one is a Rodian. These guys look like they're basically thugs. And chittering / chirping, standing at Donovan's right side is a new creature, something none of you have ever seen before, but you have heard some stories, and these are the Scorn. It's short, it's wiry, it's got the bone protrusions. It stands there in some kind of weird servitude to Donovan, which is really strange.
Well, Donovan, thank you very much for meeting with me today.
I'm gonna stay right on Lan's right side.
Gonna lean up against a pillar. Are there any pillars within short range of the table?
Yeah, there are.
All right, that's where I'll be, kind of behind Lan.
Well, I appreciate the offer so we can work this unfortunate situation out. Yeah. So when can we take possession?
Well, that's really what we wanted to talk to you about. That doesn't work for us.
Well, that doesn't work for me.
Well, that's why we're here, to negotiate something peacefully. Look, I know you really don't want to go in there and kill all those people. You know, you've shown a great deal of restraint so far. And I think that's our end goal, is to do this peacefully without gunfire, without anybody getting killed, or you would have done so already. I think deep down that's what you really want as well.
His silence is not a good sign. Is that what I want? That doesn't sound like me.
Here's the thing. You're new here, right?
Yeah.
So you have no clue as to the politics and the way things work around Cassadine.
That's correct.
So the Malvo family has gone and hired, and he kind of looks around at the 4 of you guys. Mercenaries? Is that what you are?
Well, first of all, Dale has not hired us. We don't work for him. We are not mercenaries. We're not here to cause trouble. We're here as business partners to Dale.
You're partners with Dale.
That's right. We're just simply here to represent his side of the story his needs, work this out. Like gentlemen.
So did he reach out to someone else? Are you guys Black Sun? Are you Ten Laws? Are you in league with the Huts?
Let's just say things have changed, okay?
Yeah, and you're talking like a gangster. So I myself am a gangster. So to refer to yourself as business partners with Del Malvo means that he's reached out to another organization and in an effort to save his farm, make some money, and most likely take possession of the other three.
I believe he's accusing us of running a protection racket.
So you're interested in the crops, right? You want the flowers.
No, I don't want the flowers. I have the flowers. But that doesn't mean that we can't work something out. Look, the Malvos just want to be left alone. You want to make some money. Let's just get to where both parties are okay with this arrangement. That's all we're asking. Nobody wants trouble. Nobody wants, you know, to make threats. That's certainly not why I'm here.
Go on.
We're here to make a peaceful arrangement between two businessmen. That's all.
So I'm still deadly curious here. Who is it that you represent?
Today, I'm representing the Malvo Farm.
Right. But you can tell me who you work for.
And that would just take all the fun out of this conversation.
I don't think it's Black Sun. It's got to be the Huts, right?
Riskers for ripples at being called that, but he tries to keep it like toned down as he stands behind Lan.
At this point, Draco's just grinning.
Which is like your face with no expression on it.
Yeah. Itty bitty smile is like turned
right
up.
Right out of your proboscis, there's like a little...
Yeah, it's a little turned up.
We're just negotiators, that's all.
So what do you see as a peaceful arrangement here?
Sincerely peaceful?
Sincerely peaceful.
Well, that would most likely involve the Malvos working the farm and we let them live, but we take all of the profit. And that just puts us one step closer to Felina.
Okay, that's your wants, your desires. We've got it out there in front of us.
So what are something your we can wants work and with. Desires?
The Malvos work their farm. They continue to own it, just like they always have. And you guys work together, and they get a fair share of the profits.
See, I was thinking a fair share of the profits for them would be us not bringing any harm to anybody.
Well, since they own the flowers, our idea of a fair share was you leave them alone and you mine or you grow your own on your farms. What's one little farm to you? You've got three others.
Yeah, this stuff is too good to just let any way of producing it. We just can't let it slip out of our control. I mean, ultimately, you look around and I know your type. I know your type. All of you. The Huts don't see things like we do. And you look around and you see a wasteland, a planet that's backwater. Sure, there's a very active shadow port here, but this planet is more than that. And the end game, the end goal is for us to control the entire planet. First, we start with the farms.
Well, I'm afraid Tyr's employers might have something else in mind there.
We'll see. See, he don't want a war. He said as much. So
none of us want a war.
You think he would allow a meeting between us to go down like this if without his presence, if he wanted to be involved?
No, but we're talking about a farm at this meeting, not the entire planet, which is, to be honest, above the scope of what I'm wanting to talk about today.
Good. Now, I can make you guys an offer. I can get you some money, get you a lot of credits, get you some new clothes, some new equipment.
Vog just looks insulted.
So what, we can just walk away from the Malvos?
Yeah, why not?
Well, first of all, a deal's been made.
Yeah. Plus, you don't want to betray your Hut overlords, right?
Betraying Huts, if we did work for the Huts, would be extremely dangerous proposition.
So that's why you're not going to do it, right? I notice you didn't deny that.
I'm certainly not going to take the offer you just made, no. But we can make a deal. Negotiation is you get what you want to a degree. The Malvos get what they want to a degree. And we meet somewhere in the middle.
So any capital that comes out of that farm comes to us. Flowers, water, if they sell a kabu, it's our money. And what they get is they get an opportunity to live and work their ancestral homeland, and all they have to do is produce money for us, and we'll leave them alone. If that can't happen, then I can't guarantee anybody's safety. And I surely can't guarantee anybody's safety who gets in the way of what we want, whether they work for the Hutts or not.
I hear what you're saying. I understand. You want all of the profits from this farm, surrounding areas, but I'm afraid that's just not going to work for the Malvos.
Well, then I guess I'll have to find something that will.
Surely.
And what you should do, and I'm not normally in the business of telling other people what they need to do outside of my organization, but what would you really need to do is you need to go right to that guy, Dale Malvo, and tell him he needs to take the deal.
I want to go to Dale and tell him to make a deal, but I'm not willing to take him that way. Because as soon as I got involved with Dale, we made an agreement. A deal was made. It made it bigger than just one farm.
Are you threatening my other farms?
No, we have no interest in your farms.
So how is it a deal bigger than that one farm?
Because he made a deal with the captain of the last ride.
Who the hell is that?
That's me, Lan Kai. And in turn, I had to make a deal with another buyer. And because of that, it's bigger than just me and you sitting at this table.
That's most unfortunate. You probably should have come talk to me before you did that.
Look, there's money to be made. There's money that can be made peacefully. Because if others get involved, it gets messy. It messes up your plans for future gains. Plus, I don't think that you're very appreciative of what Dale can mean for you.
I don't want some washed up senator from a backwater planet. I want the flowers. I want the water. And I want the credits that those two things will get me.
And we're willing to give you some of that.
Some of it doesn't work. And if all of it can't come my way, then you remember this. Blood spilled will be on your hands. You should broker a different deal. You need to go back to Dale Malvo and tell him, his wife, their three kids, and those farmhands that live there, they really need to consider this deal.
Man, he kind of just shakes his head, pretty much saying, I don't want to deal with this man. Because as soon as, like, he even mentioned the kids, his wife, his fur is just flared up. And this is probably the maddest you've ever seen Dr. Riskers.
With Dr. Risker's hair standing on end, it almost looks like he has a full body of hair.
Why isn't what you have enough? Why is one more farm so incredibly important? They're not even using the flowers for anything. You could simply, you know, broker, you could pay almost nothing for the flowers and still get what you want and have control over it.
Okay, then I'll pay nothing for them.
Without having to take the risk of losing people.
Give me the flowers. Give me all the flowers.
We can't just give you the flowers. Like I said, other arrangements have already been made.
How would I be able to get anything from the Malvo farm when I'm splitting it at the minimum halfway with another buyer?
Well, halfway is better than nothing.
And all of it is better than halfway.
Again, that's if you don't take into account all the other benefits of dealing with Dale. First of all, you
fail to see the benefits.
First of all, you don't lose any men. You don't endanger yourself. And Dale, even though you see him as washed up, even though you say he's a backwater senator, even washed up backwater senators still have friends in important places. And there's going to be a time where you may need something. And Dale is going to be the man that can do it for you.
I just failed to see that.
And that's why I'm here to convince you otherwise. Why risk it?
Steve, just shoot him. Just shoot him. God, I know you can. You just want to so badly. Just do it. I can't do it. It's been killing me. This guy is horrible. Just shoot him, Steve.
What is so wrong with just leaving these people be for you? They're not attempting to compete with the flowers, with the business. They've no interest in it. Why is it so important to you?
Here's the thing. We've been producing this spice for 6 months, and it is sold so quick that we can't keep up with demands. People want it. So one more farm helps and gives us more opportunities to expand this aspect of the operation. And the things that we have set in motion, hopefully within a year, we can have Azure in every junkie's hands in this quadrant. And that's what we're going to do. Now, I'm willing to let those people be. My bosses are willing to let those people be. All they have to do is work the farm. We'll make sure they have the food they need if you're worried about that kind of stuff. We'll make sure they're protected from the scorn. They won't have to worry about any of that stuff anymore.
Just so long as they accept a life of servitude.
You should know plenty about lives of servitude.
I think we're talking to the wrong guy. We need a real boss.
Well,
what did you just say to me?
You heard me. And he takes his elbows off the table and puts one down.
That's a go.
Be very careful. What
that's initiative.
Say.
Draco's going to, as soon as he starts moving his hand down, he's,
yeah. Yeah, I have no regrets about this.
All right.
If I had a weapon.
How many of them were there? There was...
There's four.
Save this guy for me.
Four plus the scorn, right?
Yes.
Right. Well...
Dibs on the Twi'lek.
Looks like I have to take the scorn. Wait a minute.
No, there's a... No. There's a Rodian.
There's a Rodian, there's an Aqualish, and then there's the scorn. And then there's Tonovan.
Tonovan
Dweel. Dweelweed.
There's five, because when they came to the door, the scorn was first, and then there was four men approaching.
Right, four figures. Yeah.
Really? Who's the one I'm forgetting?
That's why I was thinking it was five. I don't think he told us the other one.
Who's the...
No, I only wrote down...
Yeah, because he said the Aqualish.
Yeah, I only wrote down four.
Rodian, okay. Tonovan, and the scorn.
Okay, so it was four total.
Right, you can blow up those two guys and...
Easy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't have any control over what he's about
we're
to do.
We're on the other side of the table, which I think we need to flip the table so it's protecting you, and then just have a grenade go on the other side. I take back all I said about not killing people. Let's kill these people. Whoa. Sorry.
Whoa.
Brisker didn't say that. Claire feels it, though, intensely. Her bloodlust level is like out of the... Oh my gosh.
So, just before this, ironically enough, we had a discussion about the difference between hating a character, your character hating a character, and you personally as a player hating a character. And I believe we're seeing several examples of both as we look around the table at this very moment.
No. See, I want him dead, and Risker wants him dead, but one of us is more likely to have that happen. And it's not Riskers. That's why I'm encouraging Steve.
So there's a perfect example of hating a character with both the character and yourself.
Well, Tim's doing a real good job of making me hate every single fiber of his ugly being.
Well, on the other hand, I feel like there's at least one or two of us who really don't care for the guy, but it's our characters are just ready to murder his face off.
It's just awful.
All right, let's do some, I believe we're going to need to go into cool checks, because I think everybody's aware that...
What, a fight?
The Bantha Poodoo's about to hit the turbine.
Cool, yep. So that's present.
Spray out at Mach 5.
Right. What'd you get, Bog?
Wow. Two advantages and two successes.
Risker?
Two successes, one advantage.
Lan?
One success, three advantages.
And Draco?
Two successes, two advantage.
Nice.
Wow, we're quick on the draw.
All right, let's see what we got over on this table.
I didn't get my little plunger fingers stuck on anything this time.
That's way too funny.
They stick to the holster. What are you?
Using the toilet seat's awful.
Ew. Is anybody else nervous? Just me?
No, I'm super nervous because if we're going by what Tim said, I have no stim packs. So I hope you all are packed and ready.
No.
The tension in that meeting.
No, this is a new episode.
Was very real.
I have no stim packs.
You have no stim packs, right?
Yeah. Wait, did I get my strain back from last time?
We should all be good.
Yeah.
In the green.
Because it started over.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I might give myself back too, but I'm probably still suffering the strain of that hangover.
Tension in that meeting was very real.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
I was ready to shoot him earlier, but thought I'd give it as much time as I possibly could.
God. I was ready to go over the table and be like...
It was a good try.
Yeah. Claws and teeth.
All you had to do is look over your shoulder back at me.
I was thinking about it.
just wink at Draco at any time, and whoever you're talking to will immediately die. It's a wonderful system.
I was thinking about it really hard. I'm like, all I have to do is just frown at Draco and he would have been all over it.
Oh, is this guy a problem? Is this guy?
Good to have friends in low places.
Right.
There's a song about that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does this guy need to disappear? Is that what's going on?
Okay, so you guys all start at short range.
Yeah.
Let's kind of recap the start because rolling initiative always interrupts the flow of the scene, I think. Mm-hmm. Tonovan kind of leans back, drops his hand down to his side, and that causes Draco to begin to draw his weapon, which effectively starts the fight.
He was Doc Holliday this time.
Who, Draco?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was Doc Holliday last time?
Well, no one that time.
So Draco begins to pull. When he does, lightning fast, quicker than the blink of an eye, the Scorn is, he kind of springboards off of Tonovan's arm of the chair that he's on. He steps up on it, comes across the table, and it's like he comes at you like a spider monkey. I mean, it's quick, and he's got his, it looks like a two-handed short sword because the handle is as long as the blade, and he's got some stuff attached to it, and when he comes across the table, he's got it in his two hands. He brings it down, and you can hear the sound of a slight hum. And you can get a good look. He's got some kind of device attached to it that effectively makes it a vibro weapon as he brings it down. So he will use his maneuver to get to you.
A vibro stone spear.
Something like that, yeah.
So who's he going after?
He is going after Draco. Jeez Louise. Do you have any setbacks or anything?
Nope.
What are we looking at? Is it bad over there?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I'm just leaning up against that, but I ain't had a chance to take cover, so.
I'd say flip destiny, but our pool looks a little sad.
See, you told him to flip destiny.
He is going to flip to upgrade the attack.
Go ahead.
Are you flipping in retaliation? All right, so he hits you for 12 wounds.
Oh, my Jeez. God. All right.
And the quickness of this thing off puts you to the point that blow was such a mighty blow that you suffer a strain from the threat of this thing.
Mean little bugger.
And as he does that, Tonovan uses his maneuver, taking the second initiative slot for the NPCs, pushes his chair back and brings his pistol up. And actually, he's probably going to shoot it at Draco.
While I'm engaged.
While you are engaged.
Man, I hope he rolls just spare.
I really doubt
just
he cares
kills.
If he hits the other guy by accident.
I never picked up that vibro knife.
Yeah, I
knew you did. Yeah, you let the hobos get it. Let's see. So you're engaged.
Do I even have anything?
What
good?
Does that do? That increases the difficulty once, don't it?
I think so.
I can't remember if it's difficulty or
setbacks.
I know
he's not upgraded. It just increases it.
Right.
If he fails, doesn't he?
He has to roll like a despair to hit the other guy, to hit his ally.
Yeah. Oh, it's auto hit. Yeah.
So that's the dice pool there. Do you want to flip destiny?
Yeah, I better.
A wise decision, so.
I believe in this case it is.
That one was trying to get away.
Son of a mother.
He hit it, didn't he?
He sure did. Ooh. So, the Scorn, being wiry and all over the place.
Yep. Oh, did he? That's awesome.
Makes it very difficult for this guy to get an accurate shot. Because what he was going to do was he drew his weapon to shoot, or stood up, drew as he was standing up, he drew his weapon to shoot you. He blasts you, but as he's aiming, the Scorn preempts his maneuver, or what his actions, and jumps basically in his line of fire. So the guy moved quicker than he could draw. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, and I got 4 successes on the hit.
And he kills the Scorn, and job done.
So he deals 12 wounds to the Scorn.
It's going to feel that.
Basically blasting it in the back.
Is it still up?
Yeah, just a little bit. And that'll bring us to a PC slot.
Would you like to go?
Yes, I would.
I imagine you would like to get away from that.
All right. Can I, for my move, can I...
Disengage?
Well, I have to take a move to draw, right?
It does cost you, unless you have quick draw, it costs you a maneuver to draw your weapon.
I don't think I have quick. No, I have point blank twice. Okay, so I use maneuver to draw. I can take 2 strain to... Now, this is my question. Can I take cover as a maneuver?
Yep.
And still fire?
So recap everything all over again.
It'd be 2
I do my maneuver to draw.
You can use your free maneuver to draw.
And since I'm leaning up against that pillar...
You can drop and take 2 strain to take a second maneuver.
Right.
To take cover.
Right.
and then you still have your action available to you.
Right.
Or if you don't want to use the strain, you can drop your action and take a second maneuver.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shoot.
Wow, this is pretty intense. This is not at all how I was thinking this would go.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Tonovan made me feel otherwise.
Not at all. He was going to give you a couple days to think about it.
When he put his hand down there,
it's twice a guy dropping his hand has caused a fight.
It's a threatening motion.
Yeah. Okay. I've got my dice pool.
Okay.
What do I need?
So what do you're going to shoot the guy and you're...
going to shoot the... I'm taking cover. Basically,
still
I'm...
still engaged.
Yeah.
Well, I thought taking cover would...
No, it's a separate move action just to engage, but at least you've got some protection against him.
So. That gives me a setback.
Them
a setback to hit me.
And it increases your difficulty by one because you're shooting a light weapon while you're engaged.
Okay. I'm not going to flip any desks. That sounds correct.
I mean, because he's...
That's right.
He just kind of put the pillar... They're still engaged proximity. It's just that the pillar is kind of... He's kind of skirting the pillar between the two of them. It's kind of hard to stab a guy while he's trying to stay on the other side of the big slab of stone. Or metal or whatever it's made out of, I suppose. Impositanium.
All right, so you're engaged, so your difficulty is 2. And you're shooting while engaged... So that increases it one more.
Wait, huh? No, you don't get... You don't get... last fight, we kind of decided that you didn't get difficulty increased for shootings into an engaged thing when you're the one who's engaged. It's just... Because you're not shooting into an engagement, you're a part of the engagement.
No, I don't...
Talking about a lot of...
We made that ruling like last
I think
fight.
That was something... I know that was part of the same fight, but I think it was something different. So right here, any opponent engaged... with the character, when he makes a ranged attack, adds a boost to the brawl.
He's using steam.
Yeah, I think I missed it. We must have messed that up. Because here it says, in addition, the difficulty of some ranged attacks increases while engaged, and other ranged attacks become impossible.
Right, because heavy, it's even more difficult, and gunnery, it's impossible.
So, if you make a ranged attack while you're engaged, which you are, engaged with ranged light increases the difficulty once.
Right.
Right.
Engaged with ranged heavy increases it twice.
Gunnery's impossible.
Making ranged attacks at engaged targets. I think that's the one we eliminated if you're...
Part of the engagement.
Yeah, right.
Part of the engagement. Okay, so it's just increased by one.
Right.
All
right.
I hope we're doing that right.
That seems right.
If anybody out there has some better insight into how to handle that rule, you can go to polyhedronsociety.com and go to the contact us, and we'll be more than happy to discuss this. Somebody will.
Okay.
All right, so blast the guy.
Excellent. He will take...
And you're shooting Scorn or Tonovan?
Scorn. He's in my face. He'll take 10. And I got an advantage. And I will add a boost die to my next allied character check.
That brings us to the second PC slot.
All right. I would like to take it if there's no objections. Vog will take his first maneuver to release the whip, so to speak. And I'll take strain to take a second maneuver, and I'm going to aim at the Twi'lek. And then I'm going to attempt to whack him one. I'm going to spend a destiny to increase my chances.
Okay, and you'll need to add... you'll need to upgrade your difficulty twice.
You're going
to
get 2 boosts, too.
Yeah, I got those accounted for. Oh, wow.
And I missed it, but Draco, you were supposed to upgrade your difficulty twice, too. I won't forget it next round.
I'm scared.
Me too.
We gonna die. Me and Lan, we're dead.
All right, so I just barely hit him, so he'll only take 8 points of strain. But I will spend 2 advantages to disorient him using the whip's electrical shock. And I'll spend the remaining 3 advantages to disarm him, because I want to catch him right in the wrist with the whip.
Okay. So you'll have to keep up with the setbacks that you impose for me, and you disarm him by cracking him with the whip. All right. These two guys here, the Aqualish and the Rodian, will act as one, as a minion group, and will shoot at both of their prospective targets would be engaged already. I guess they're going to shoot at Vog. Seems like he's...
The
they don't know what to do, but he's the bigger guy. Not the bigger threat, but the bigger guy.
The bigger target. They will get 2 setbacks.
And they will go ahead and flip Destiny to upgrade their attack pool once. Are you good?
I'm good.
I normally don't get nervous about being a doctor, but since I don't have any stim packs, I'm really nervous because I think I only can heal you guys once per counter, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that's any different for even though I'm a doctor.
But it's only, it's each person once per encounter.
Yeah.
So they open fire on you, each one, you know, blasting several times until one finally hits, dealing 9 wounds. And then I guess they will suffer a strain because they see how ineffectual that is against you. One of them will.
Excellent.
And then that brings us back to either Risker or Lan.
Would do you want to go or?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, he's like, yeah, I want to go. I want to go home.
All right, Draco, how you doing, man?
Not so good.
Yeah, are you below half?
Yes, I am.
All right, that would be
very below.
Okay. Shoot, you're engaged, aren't you? How would that work if I'm trying to heal him?
You just need to engage him.
Yeah, because it's actually easier to heal him using your action than to use a stem packs, because it's an action to use your normal treatment.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that wouldn't, like, add to my difficulty or anything. All right, and it's below half, so if I'm remembering it right, it's an average check, or is it hard?
For below half, I think it's hard.
Yeah, I think.
No, it's equal to more than half. If your current wounds equal more than half, if your current wounds equal half or less, it's easy. If it's more than half, it's hard. If it exceeds your wounds, If it's equal to or less than half, it's easy.
Okay.
If it's more than half, it's average.
Okay.
If it exceeds, which would pretty much put him unconscious.
It would be hard.
It would be hard.
All right, so I got average. Okay. I'm using a good med pack.
Okay, so hold on. Because you have seen what the Scorn is capable of, and it's a jittery little lizard monkey-like thing with a big knife that intimidates you very much, I'm going to go ahead and flip Destiny to upgrade your difficulty once.
I see. Then I'm going to flip Destiny to increase.
Can you do that? I thought there was a particular order had to be done. We did it, and then you did it.
That is true.
Oh.
So your window has passed.
Oh, thanks, Cody.
The active character has to initiate. So if you skip, then you're out. Very good. Thank you, Cody.
I want the audience to know that.
You gain a favor point.
I can already feel the hate coming in from all over the world. Sorry.
I'll shield some of it.
Oh, there will be no shielding.
Yeah, when the Scorn attacks you, that'll take some of the hate away, right?
Okay. So, congratulations. You get 3 strain back.
3 strain?
To use a
stim pack, is it a move action?
Yes.
It's a maneuver to draw it, and it's a maneuver to use it. That's why you start the fight with one in your hand.
Yeah.
All right, Lan. Last but not least.
All right, so Tarnovan is across the table from me.
You're still seated.
I'm still seated.
He's standing, taking shots at Well,
he's disarmed.
Draco.
He disarmed.
Oh, he was taking shots at Draco, but he's been disarmed.
All right. So
kick the table at him. Well, that's what I was thinking, but then I saw Draco got, like, mutilated, so.
I don't think I have the strength to push him over.
Well, if you get a high enough advantages, though, you'd probably, I don't know, could you spend that to knock him down?
Yeah.
So.
Or you could
hide behind
draw your weapon, fire, and take a second move and take cover. Take some strength.
Yeah, I don't have a blaster.
Hide behind the table. Oh, kick the table over and hide behind it. I'm cool
take
with that.
Take cover.
No shame in it. That's what me and Draco are here for.
Draco looks in bad shape, though.
Yeah.
So that's got me worried.
He's probably fine.
I'm not sure what color blood rodents have. Probably green.
Well, right. I'm sure we'll all know now.
I like to think
blood.
It's like a puce color, you know?
Blood. He punched out all of my blood.
So it's going to be a maneuver to stand up?
Mm-hmm.
Be another maneuver to draw a weapon, and then I still couldn't engage him
just
this turn.
Fall. Just take a free action and fall out of the chair underneath the table.
I would imagine you're sitting across from a table. I wouldn't think the table would be that big. You may be technically engaged with him anyways.
You could lean across a table and stick somebody at a normal size table.
Well, he didn't stand up. He drew his weapon and aimed.
No, he stood up.
He stood up and
drew his weapon and shot.
No, I thought he aimed.
Yeah, so you could probably stick him in the, like, at least the thigh. That's where the arteries are. He'll bleed out. do it, Lan.
Or just flip the table on him.
Listen.
I would do that.
To the that's, dark side.
That would be a medium improvised weapon. It would deal.
Or you can take strength the plus chair and plus just two. Smash it over his head.
All right, I want to dive under the table.
Ugh. So there's a maneuver.
And I'm going to grab his gun.
You that's are beautiful. So smart. Two maneuvers,
you're good.
Yep, I'm done.
Check and mate.
Checkmate.
Okay, so we're now at the top of the second round.
I am so sorry, Draco. You're going to die. There are two NPCs that go before you. I am so sorry.
Well, the only one I got to worry about is that one, I think. Because the second one was Tonovan, and he doesn't have a weapon currently.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dodge the scorn. Well,
yes.
Blast that little bugger. I mean, that's a wild animal.
More or less. He has these frills on his head, right? That almost look like fins. He's got some at the bottom and some on the top. And then he's got a couple other ones that are kind of scattered about his body. When he jumps at you at first, he had them splayed out. So think of the Dilophosaurus. He's got these frills that are, and they make him look bigger. And it's kind of part of his defense mechanism, right? This time, as he's on you, slashing you, and you're like, quit stabbing me and cutting me.
I don't appreciate that.
You know how like when your cat's ticked off, its ears go straight back? And,
yes.
And that's how you kind of know it's mad. All of his frills all go straight back like that. So he gets a more sleek, streamlined, almost kind of look. And he chitters at you and says something that you have no clue what it means.
Probably about your mother or your right. smell.
And
well, he probably likes
he brings the knife that he's got, the blade, and he kind of stabs at you with it. So instead of slashing, it's a stab. Let's see what happens.
I bet Frog's going to eat it.
You're taking cover now, right?
Right. Yeah. Good cover.
So you give him a setback.
And I'm definitely going to upgrade.
Well.
Difficulty dies, no matter what he does.
What he's going to do is he's going to go ahead and suffer a strain to upgrade his attack by one because he has frenzied attack.
Ah.
And trying to think, I believe that is all that he's going to do. So yeah. You're going to flip to upgrade his difficulty.
Yep. Naughty nights.
Oh, come on, Draco. Come on, buddy.
You can do it. You got this.
You can do it.
Come on, Draco.
Never mind. You can't do this.
Oh, no. Is it bad? What is it?
I think all the setback stuff was blanks. So, yeah.
How much soak do you have?
Not enough.
I have, like, padded armor or something like that.
Padded armor is really the best.
No.
Really?
I got heavy clothing, excuse me. Yeah.
Oh, like you the have cheapest. What I have.
Yes, the cheapest.
Okay, so he will deal 12 wounds to you.
I will be unconscious.
Well, I guess I know what I'll be spending my turn doing. You got stim packs on you, right? Going to spend a lot of turns rifling through your pockets.
And injecting myself with the stuff.
This is bad, man. This is bad.
It's gone south so fast. I feel better. We might be able to turn this around, guys.
Guys?
So, I didn't heal you.
He will spend one of his advantages to recover one of the strain that he lost.
Do you have to roll for critical injury for Draco because he's way under?
Yeah, but with the other two of his other advantages, he's going to inflict a critical injury, and he has a vibro sword, so it is vicious.
Go ahead and take your two critical injuries you're about to get.
So this is just 10%.
It's just another scar or a new character, either way.
Oh, man, I hope it's not a new character.
He performs a horrific injury upon you.
Oh, no.
Let's see what happens.
We have a doctor. We also know a great clinic in town.
Yes.
If they'll let me in there.
He reduces your brawn rating by one.
Oh,
as
Nick.
The stab from the knife or from the blade severs your bicep. He cuts him right through the bicep. You can see it don't even like, it goes straight through.
Ow.
He pulls back, which is enough to cause you to fall unconscious.
Oh, no.
We will add 20% to this roll. One for the critical injury, one for the vicious. And I rolled a 24. So it's pointless, but you have two critical injuries. This one is off balance, which is like you get a setback on your next skill check.
Congrats.
Whenever that happens in a few days.
So I can't do anything to heal you, so I'm just going to have to keep hitting you with stim. Can I dual wield stim packs?
Dual wield stim.
Why not?
I don't see why you couldn't.
Neat.
You get him back up to 9 in one round if you...
Okay, so...
Do you still have to heal the negative?
No, I don't think so.
Is it just zero, you hit zero?
Do you have to heal the negative?
Do you really?
Yeah, I think so.
I think.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah. That's awful. Then...
I'm an egg three.
Now, it is the next NPC's turn, which is Tonovan. He's... I'm not going to say he's panic mode, but he is definitely concerned at the loss of his blaster. And the only thing I know to do is, since you're under the table, Lan, grabbing his blaster up out of the floor and he's standing there, is the only thing I can think of is he wants to kick the poodoo out of you. So he's going to kick as hard as he can under the table, which will be a brawl.
Poodoo, poodoo. I like it.
Hoodoo, poodoo, like you do, right?
And you're... Was that maneuver that you used to get under the table, was that to take cover?
Yes.
Okay. I thought so. I just wanted to check. And I'm going to go ahead and upgrade the attack.
Don't forget, he also suffers an additional setback for being disoriented.
And he suffers an additional setback for being destiny? A jerk.
Yes.
I'm getting better.
I didn't say anything.
I know, but I'm getting better about remembering. All right, so he's going to kick you.
Fingers crossed.
I see a lot of failures.
That's what I like to hear.
Those cancel, that cancels, and leaves me with one advantage. So with that one, he addresses the scorn when he does it, but it's just kind of in general for everybody to hear. So what he's going to do is he's going to spend his advantage, and he's going to shout, "Scorn, he's under the table, get him!
Huh.
He's got my blaster," right? Which... draws attention to where you are and what you're doing, and will give his next ally, not necessarily the Scorn, but his next ally a boost. And now it's a PC slot.
I guess I'm going to take a maneuver to kind of, because I'm on one side of Lan, I guess I'm going to move to the other side to kind of put myself between Lan and the Scorn.
So you're on the side of the table with Tonovan.
Like, because Lan's right side, and I think Draco is like back kind of behind him, actually.
Okay, so you're on his right, and then you reached across the table and whipped.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you can maneuver back and put yourself between. Gotcha. Yeah, you're blocking the path for the Scorn to get to land.
And I don't know. I guess is there any way I can drop my action down and take another maneuver to take cover behind my shield, I guess.
Or you could take the guarded stance.
What is that? How does that work?
That is a maneuver that you take a maneuver to assume a guarded stance. It helps you defend against melee attacks. If you perform this maneuver, you get a setback added to any combat check you make, and it grants you melee defense 1 until the end of your turn. So you've got the shield, so it wouldn't stack.
It wouldn't stack.
No, it doesn't provide cover.
Is there any way I can use myself to provide cover from that direction for Lan?
He is pretty big.
You want to provide cover to Lan?
Right.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right, then I'll do
that. So that'll give Lan, it'll increase your cover bonus. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right.
It sounds almost like the bodyguard talent, but the bodyguard talent upgrades the difficulty by 1 from whoever you're guarding.
Right, so it's totally
You're not really doing that. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm good with that.
That'll be all I can do.
This concludes this week's episode. The fight rages on. Draco is down, but is he out? Tune in next week to find out. Who survives? Father.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.